We present Moving Statues by Carey Harrison, with Garvin McGrath as Brendan, Jonathan White as Joe, and Kate Binchy as Aunt Bray.
O'Driscoll and McMahon there with their intoxicating mixture of the old and new. Catch them if you can at the Gaiety Theatre next week. They tell me it's a hot ticket. But now it's time to go back again to old Roving Rory down there in Holly Glen in the Carrigarra Hills. Now don't be phoning me up and telling me that you don't know where the Carrigarra Hills are, because I know you don't. They're to the south of the fine old town of Ballydouglas, which you do know, and so do I. It's where my own mother was born. Now, Holly Glen, which some people are beginning to call Holy Glen, is just over the Banvan Bridge from the village of Knockdee. And those of you with long memories will recall the fuss a few years ago when Our Lady appeared, remember, to young Mairead O'Shea at the grotto. The plaster effigy walked right up to Mairead and told her to behave herself. Now, not in so many words, but that was basically the gist of it. Remember, she said that the rest of us should start behaving ourselves too, or we'd all be for the high jump. Of course you remember, I knew you did. Well, the statue's on the move again this very week. Dozens of people claiming to have seen it in action. Hundreds more are turning up every night in the hope of a supernatural event. So, once more, it's over to Roving Rory to tell us if anything, or indeed anyone's, been moving in Holly Glen since we last spoke. Are you there, Rory? Rory, are you there?
Yes, Jerry.
Rory.
Yes, Jerry, I'm here.
What's happening?
Get near the statue, Jerry. Well, there's a fellow up there with a bell. And if anybody sees something, then he will bring it. Look, excuse me, I'm trying to...
Rory, you've half a million listeners waiting on your every breath. Is the statue moving? Is anything going on?
Well, Jerry, it's begun to rain. I don't know if that's a sign from the Almighty, but it's making life mighty difficult for the rest of us. I'd say there was over, 1,000 people here now. Cars and coaches are backed up, and by the sound of it, they're all sinking rapidly into the bog.
But no one's seen anything, as far as you know, and you haven't seen anything.
No. Nothing you wouldn't see in a dense, rain-soaked crowd in a dark land in the middle of the night, Jerry.
Rory, with the weather that's in it, would you say that'll banjax the chance of an appearance, an apparition?
Couldn't really say, Jerry. You'd have to ask higher authority. But it's not discouraging the faithful of Valley Douglas and elsewhere, and that's for sure. It's pitch dark now. The statue's lit up. It's halfway up the cliff, under and over. In fact, you could say that the Virgin was the only one protected from the rain. I can tell you, if I was her, I wouldn't move.
Well, you're a godless man, Rory. We'll be getting phone calls about that remark for the next year. Anyhow, never mind. Keep watching. And meanwhile, here's a little lady to tell us it's raining not only in Holly Glen, but all over the world.
A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. I believe that it's raining all over.
Would Mr. Fellini please join Mr. O'Rourke at gate 16? The bus for Kilkenny, Donnell, Sally Douglas. Mr. Fellini to gate 16.
Joe!
I'm coming!
Mr. Fellini. Holy God, Brent, what did you have to do that for? I'm here.
Just as well, because I'm not going to this wedding on my own.
You didn't have to tell him Fellini.
I didn't. I said, I told him, Feeney, Mr. Feeney. He must have misheard me.
You're lying bollocks. Anyway, I've been here ages.
Knowing you were hiding in the jacks just to get me panicked. Now get on the bus.
What's cooking, babe?
You look in the pink, if you can say that of a man in a purple suit.
Aubergine, if you don't mind.
Aubergine, is it? Beg your pardon. So where did you run off to last night?
Bed.
Go away. Go with.
I've been trying to remember.
Who you were with last night?
No, no. Who it was used to call you Fellini at college?
It was that bugger Delaney. First day we had him, didn't we go around the class asking everybody what their feckin' ambition was. I don't know why I said making movies.
Because you wanted to make movies.
He still hasn't forgotten 10 years. And every time I see him, he says,
made any movies lately, Feeny?
Ah, well, we all had our dreams then.
I don't know why I mentioned movies that time. What did you say when he asked you? Can you remember?
No.
For a minute, I thought it must have been your man Delaney. Spotted me back there. Decided to have me paged. Big joke, you bollocks. Everyone looking around to see if Fellini had come to life again in a Dublin bus station.
That's all right. You don't even look like him.
You're in a funny mood, aren't you?
Am I?
We all had our dreams. What does that mean? As if you hadn't been spending the last few years coining it in London. And putting on a few pounds you don't need, if you don't mind me saying so. Wind up looking like an aubergine if you're not careful.
You think that was my dream? A load of poxy fashion shoots?
Oh, well, excuse me. I thought you were always going to be a photographer. Eh? Weren't you?
Ah, leave it, Joe. That didn't mean anything. Just that we had dreams, right? And if someone had told you, you'd wind up designing corporate logos and shop signs, you'd get a spat in their eye.
If you say so.
Well, first it was Hollywood or bust. Then you were going to be a graphic novelist. And then, what was it? Rock video.
And when I was a kid, I was going to be a racing driver. Now I haven't even got a freaking license, so what?
Look.
Yeah, you're right, let's leave it. So what really happened to you last night?
I went home to bed, Joe.
Go away. Haven't you picked up in England? Cheer up, Bran. You're going to be like this all the way to Ballydouglas, are you?
Like what?
You think we were going to a bloody funeral the way you're carrying on, not a wedding.
It's not me getting married.
Not in that suit, anyway.
Ah, will you shut up about me suit? It's just a dark... Look at it. I mean, it's almost black, but not quite, okay?
That's what I mean. Like your mood. You did want to come, right?
Of course I did.
Only you're regretting it now.
Not at all. Be good to see the old place. Anyway, you said you wanted company.
Well, a bit of moral support, that's all. Never been best man before, and I'm not used to making speeches. That's all I meant. Make it sound like I twisted your arm.
Ah, you didn't. I tell you the truth. I'm glad to get out of Dublin for the weekend.
Yeah? My friend, you've only just arrived.
A week. Seems like an age. Seems like I never left.
The way you say that, why do I get the feeling you're not staying? You're not going to take the job.
I don't know. I haven't. Look, I don't think I can put it into words yet, okay? I'm just not ready.
That's cool.
Joe, look, I'm looking forward to the wedding, all right? It'll be a good crack. But it's different for you. Your family's still there. You've got something to go back to, not just memories. My father sits in Manchester talking about Ballydouglas the way it used to be. How he'll go back there and see all his cronies, half of whom are dead. I mean, what do you want from me? It's strange to be going back. It was home and it isn't anymore. And now this wedding. I mean, what do you expect? I went out with her for 4 years.
6 years.
Ah, you're not counting school, are you?
I'm counting from when, to the best of my knowledge, and you're both, and you introduced my sister to the joys of...
Keep your voice down. I went out with her for a while. It's a long time ago. And I'm hoping... I say I'm hoping... No one's going to ruin the weekend by reminding us of it. In spite of all this, Joe, I am looking forward to Deirdre's wedding. Besides, if I didn't show up, she'd only think I was hiding from her. Seeing you went and told her I was back...
She'd have found out eventually, Brent. Think she's still soft on you, eh?
That isn't what I meant.
Of course it is. I reckon she is, too. She's only marrying that idiot Eamon because she's finally given up waiting for you.
Ah, don't let's start that. She's a good sort. Well, I call your man an idiot. Fair play to him. He's got brains. Always did have. Eamon's decent skin.
Oh, he is. He is, of course. Would you say anything less of the obliging fella that takes an unwanted girl off your hands?
Goodness sake, I'm trying to be polite about the little gobshite who's marrying your sister. Right?
Right. Remember when we were both kids? You shoved us both to the principal for going to the movies that time, when we were supposed to be off sick with the flu.
I hope you're not going to remind him of that in your speech.
I mean, he's all right, Colleen. Of course he is. Careful sort of chap. He'd be a solid prospect now, if he wasn't after losing his job last month.
He's lost his job?
Poor old Yorke, didn't I tell you? The electronics factory's closing down, moving back to Canada or Australia, somewhere. So he's out of a job. And don't you mention that at the wedding. Say anything you like to Deirdre, but not that, okay?
You mean she doesn't know?
Of course she knows. It's a sore spot, that's all. Wasn't she marrying your man for a decent life? Posh car, Rotary Club.
Oh, God help us. Is that what Deirdre wants these days?
Well, it makes life sweeter, even in Bally Douglas. What else did you go to London for, if it wasn't for the money? And to get away from Deirdre.
I get it. Oh, that'll be Deirdre's bouquet. You get the beamer. Love her, not bride now. Since we see her at the church, she wants to talk to Deirdre. Is the child up yet? Seamus, is Deirdre up yet?
How would I know? Hello? Yes, speaking.
Aymer?
Yes, Jimmy.
Aymer? Oh, Nuala, would you ever give Elaine a hot dress?
Start her motor. Ah, for God's sake, we booked it months ago. No, we don't want another car. We want the Rolls. We booked the Rolls.
What?
It's Aunt Bridie. She says she wants to talk to you.
I'm asleep.
You haven't forgotten.
Forgotten?
But you're getting married today.
Of course I haven't forgotten. What time is it?
It's 9:30. Everyone's been up for hours. There's something the matter.
Stayed up talking last night, that's all. I only got to bed at 6:00. I want to go back to sleep now, Emer. You tell Aunt Bridie.
Dee Dee, you've got to get up.
There's plenty of time. It's at 3:00, the wedding, isn't it?
That's at the church, Dee Dee. Dressed. You can't go in your night clothes.
I can if I want.
Holy God, you're drunk.
I am not drunk.
Oh, I'll fetch you some coffee.
Oh, not yet, please.
Dee Dee.
Get off.
What is this? Don't you want to marry Eamon?
Of course I want to marry Eamon. Unless you want to. I just want to sleep first, all right? I don't want to marry anyone till I'm sober.
Is, Bren coming?
Who?
Oh, don't be silly, Dee Dee. Brendan. Is he coming with Joel?
Why?
Just wondering.
Eamon, would you ever get off me? You're a ton weight.
He is coming, isn't he? Does Eamon know? Oh, Dee Dee. Get up now or I'll tell Mom on you. Oh,
oh, you're my shin. They're going to build some proper fucking roads.
One of the charms of old Ireland, boy.
Not so. You've been away too long, boy. Hurt.
If you'd sit up a little straighter, it wouldn't have happened. How's your dad's knee these days?
Playing up. Especially when he wants a cup of tea and can't get up to make it himself. And that's what Mam reckons.
No fool, your Mam.
She hasn't changed.
And the girls? They must be growing up. How's Nuala?
You know, playing the field. Still thinks the world of herself.
And, what's the other one? What's the youngest called? I've forgotten her name.
Eamor.
Eamor, of course, that's right.
Eamor's been going through a religious phase while you've been away. But she's out of that now. Mam always said she'd get over it.
You know, to be honest with you, I can hardly remember Eamor.
Oh, she remembers you, all right.
How do you mean?
Must be her laughing eyes, or possibly that bomber jacket you used to wear. She's got it into her head that one of these days you'll come charging back to rescue her from Bally Douglas.
Oh, for God's sake. How old is she now? She can't be more than 14.
She's 16, man.
Well, she's got another thing coming.
Oh, give it a year or two. She's not bad looking, you know.
Look, Chip.
But one thing, right. If you flirt with Eamor, Deirdre will kill you before the night is out, so.
And, what about your Uncle Mullish?
Still counting the pennies?
Last time I saw him, it was at a wedding in the Arms Hotel. And normally, they have a happy hour from 6 to 7. And didn't worry, hold off till 6 o'clock. And on the dot of 6, walked to the bar, demanding his half-price happy hour drink at a wedding.
Go away.
Declare to God. I saw it with my own eyes.
I believe you. And Bridie now. How's Bridie?
Ah, poor Aunt Bridie. She thought we were going to have one true Christian in the family. Till Emer decided that young Desi Carmody from down the road was prettier than Jesus. Emer was our last chance. Bridie always had her eye on her. Wanted to take her to Ballinasplittle when she was barely 6 years old to see the statue move.
We were in college then, remember?
Ah, yes. Mam wouldn't take them, so I had to go home and to drive Bridie there myself. 5 hours it took. And all we saw were the backs of the crowd and the top of the statue's head. And then 5 hours back with Bridie pretending that Our Lady winked at her all the time.
I remember you were all for marketing a walking, talking image of the Virgin when you came back from Ballinasplittle.
I was. Mm-hmm. It was your idea. I was going to market it all right. And weren't you going to install the motor and the little tape machine saying, come back to Jesus, go to Mass on Sundays and the rest until you lost your feckin' nerve, rate of blackening your name among the faithful. Never mind the administration.
Art college students dismissed in row over blasphemous toy. Just a joke, maintained Brendan O'Rourke.
You're right. I had it all planned. Even borrowed one of my sister's dolls to find out how the tape worked. No, it was you that chickened out. You said Bridie would never speak to you again.
Did I?
Uh-huh.
Ah, well, I was always fond of Bridie.
Ah, she was a gas woman with her visions.
Isn't she still seeing them? Only last week I found a message from her on my answering machine.
Look at the sun, Joseph. Look at the sun.
Look at the sun.
Look at the sun tonight, Joseph, and you'll see a message from God.
That's what she said. So I did. I went out to look at the sun, and wasn't it pouring with rain? No sun for a week. Got the message from God, though, loud and clear.
Where was it?
Moved to California.
I've brought you some coffee, child. Now, will you get up and drink this straight away, please?
Oh, hello, Aunt Bridie.
Oh, it tells me you're up half the night talking. Well, you've got to look your best today. Talking? When did Eamon leave? He didn't sleep here, did he?
He wasn't here at all. And wasn't it Nola herself that kept me up chattering about her boyfriend? Oh, no. My head.
Now, you get up. I'll put the coffee over here.
Oh, coffee first, please. Then I'll get up and I'll be out soon, okay? Thanks, Aunt Bridie.
Look, Deirdre, I need to talk
to you.
I'll
be up in a minute, I promise.
Deirdre, I've known you since you were born, and this is the last time I'll be able to speak to you as my own dear girl, single and unattached.
Oh.
What is it now?
Oh, the coffee. It's wonderful.
Now, Deirdre, in the name of everything that we've shared, of all the love that I felt for you and the prayers I've said for you, not to mention those I've paid other people to say
yes,
for
yes,
you.
Yes, Aunt Bridie.
Would you ever do something for me? You and Eamon, would you ever come up to Holly Glen with me tonight?
Tonight?
After the ceremony, you know.
But it's our wedding night and the reception. We'll be up past the night.
It'll only take half an hour. You can slip away with me. No one will know you're gone. If they notice, they'll think you... You know that you couldn't wait, like...
Oh, you know we've been going out for years.
Everyone will understand on my wedding night now, Deirdre. We sent out for a bottle of champagne and a bucket of contraceptives.
Contraceptives?
Well, we were in Egypt, you know, with the troops. There was no problem then. But anyway, would you do it? Would you come up to the grotto just for me? Speak to Eamon?
Well, I'll ask him about it, Aunt Bridie, but... What's so important about going to Holly Glen tonight?
No, tomorrow. Sunday will do. Will you come out tomorrow with me?
But we're off to Mallorca tomorrow, Aunt Bridie, on our honeymoon. Can't it wait till we get back?
Of course you are. Now, that's what I was thinking. That's why we ought to do it tonight.
To do what?
Ask Our Lady for her blessing on your marriage.
But we can do that in church anyway, can't we? You can do it for us.
No. It's not the same.
I mean, she's more likely to listen to you than she is to us anyway.
Deirdre, my sweet girl. Why would you say a thing like that? You should go up to Holly Glen, the two of you. You know, while she...
Why you mean catch her while she's in town?
All right, you can laugh.
Oh, let's go. Just the three of us. You get him to go with you, Deirdre.
Oh, I'll try, Aunt Bridie. All right. No, but what did you mean just now when you said everyone knows you've been going out for a long time together? That doesn't mean there's been any hanky-panky between you, sure it doesn't.
Oh, Bridie, dear, I don't know what you think goes on between a 28-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman when they've known each other since they were kids and have been going out with each other for 3 years. A kiss on the cheek and good night. Maybe in your day.
Oh, in my day, is it? I'll thank you to remember. I know as much about sex as you do, young lady.
I'll bet you don't.
When I was in Palestine before the war, I had plenty of men after me. Doctors and patients.
Oh, you never told me that, Aunt Bridie. Doctors and patients.
That's what I said.
My, my. And you never let on to us. Well, you've been a terrible hypocrite, Aunt Bridie.
I have not been a terrible hypocrite. You weren't doing anything.
But the rumors. The rumors.
Penny Forum?
What?
You taught me that one. Don't say you've forgotten all your cockney in a week. Penny Forum? Penny for your thoughts.
You wouldn't want to hear them, Joe. Try me. Funny, isn't it? 1 week, and I'd lost my bearings altogether. I was just thinking how I hate Ireland. And yet I know I don't.
Ah, that's normal. When you're abroad, you can't stop thinking about home, talking about it. And when you get home, well, it's just home, isn't it?
Is it? That's just it. It doesn't even feel like home. Unless I've just forgotten. You know, I thought Londoners were an envious, bitchy lot. Till I got back here and started listening to people. Well, what's the matter with you all? Don't you know what you've got?
What we've got? What have we got? Unemployment, half-baked politics, the old routine in the country, gossip and prayers, Irish stew, and Dublin, no, isn't it like anywhere else? Gossip and greed, like London, only smaller, that's all.
Aye, but can't you see the virtue in that? The virtue there ought to be in that. I'm here thinking of moving back. And everyone wants to know what went wrong over there, why I failed. Because if I'm coming home, I must have failed. Only millionaires and failures come home. Sure enough, I wanted to go to London for the money and the glitz. But I never fooled myself I could do better work over there. Better paid, perhaps, but that's not everything, is it? Or have you all forgotten that?
Well, hold on.
I didn't know the meaning of the word provincial till I came back here and saw what it meant.
What does it mean?
It means thinking you're provincial. It means wanting to be somewhere else all the time. Imagining that if you're in L.A. or London or New York, your glass of wine would taste different, you know? That your pillow would feel softer at night and your face would look different in the mirror when you get up in the morning.
I see, it might.
So, he's come back to be a big fish in a little pond, eh? That's what they're all thinking. Old Brendan, with a touch of stardust in him. What's he doing back here? I can see it in their faces.
Come on, Bren. Well, what about Declan? That's not his attitude, sure it isn't.
Declan wants me to come in with him, so I'll attract some of those big fish to the agency. Supermodels flying in at my say-so. Well, that's what he reckons. I'll be paid for making introductions, take a snap or two, and still be free to take the kind of photographs I want. Whatever they are.
Ah, come on, now.
No. See, that's the one thing I was sure of, too. When I'm in a city for the first time, I see 100 photographs an hour, at least. That's how I hope to look at Dublin. I dreamed of photographing it as a stranger, but with an insider's vision. And now it just looks drab to me, the manky architecture, the dilapidated quays, unnecessary squalor. Beggars in their uniform, the blank-eyed teenagers like anywhere. All the features are Irish, all right, but the expression's MTV. Now, why bother to come back for that? In England, everywhere's the bloody same. Same shops, same hoardings, same dead smells. You don't know whether you're in Watford or Wellingborough or where the feckin' hell you are. And now I'm back in Dublin, and I am in bloody Watford. I'm in Watford-on-the-Liffey.
Okay, so what did you expect? The land that time forgot? television's got us. It puts the goods in the shops, right? And the thoughts in people's heads. It's the same the world over, like you said. So what is it you want? Ireland the way it was when we were growing up. Was that backward enough for you? A few clumsy soaps on TV and the bishops telling everyone how to vote. God's name, Brent. It's change for the better. Sure, it isn't paradise, but look around. It's not the other place either.
Yeah. Purgatory just about sums it up. Or limbo, maybe. It's like a feckin' airport terminal. Everyone waiting to be beamed up.
Jesus, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to move to L.A. I know the only way I'd see the place is as a tourist. Now, you... Oh, very fine for you to complain. You could have made it in America. That's what you told me once.
Maybe. Yeah, and sat there like my dad and Masai talking about Ireland. Oh, declare to God, Joe. It's almost as if the place is more English now, or Anglo-American. Call it what you like. Now, wouldn't we sell the country back to the buggers if we could? If we already hadn't sold our souls to them.
Ah, you'd have us all speaking Irish, would you? Hiding under Grace O'Malley's skirts back before the flight of the earls.
Why not?
Actually, you're suffering from an overdose of London. You've been playing the urban spaceman for too long. You need a good dose of reality. And a wedding in Ballydouglas is just the place to get it. Ordinary people with ordinary things on their minds, like getting shit-faced and screwing the bridesmaids.
Not necessarily in that order, I take it.
In any order you please. Oh, Bren, I hear what you're saying, all right? You've been missing Mother Ireland, and now you're looking out the window, and all you can see is one-horse towns and drunks and supermarkets and the rain. The grand, soft Irish rain.
Aye. It is soft, all right.
You see? There's no one like an Irishman for giving out about Ireland when he's at home and singing our praises when he's abroad. But when it comes right down to it, the place is like anywhere else. It's what you make of it. People are people. Rain is rain. There's drunks in supermarkets all over the world. So cheer up, eh? You know you want to take the job with Declan. And you'll find your camera again. Sure you will. I mean, you haven't lost interest so much that... You know, that you didn't bring your camera today, like.
No. I'll take the wedding photographs like I promised, Joe.
And Da will pay you fair and square, like
he... Free, Joe. All right? It's my present to the bride.
Sure, if he took it away, she'd fall clean over.
Don't you be so cynical now.
Then wouldn't you have to be drunk to marry Eamon? And him without a job in sight, Lula.
Eamon, who's that fella sitting next to the Carmody boy?
Hmm?
In the suit. Would it be Patrick back from Canada? Huh?
Eamon! Turn round and stop making an exhibition of yourself.
You listen, Carter. Just turn round to watch shamelessly the bride come in and only you ignoring them. Look. Look there. There. No, no, not there. There. The fella in the purple suit. Oh, my God. Do they wear things like that in Canada?
That's the four, my wish. Oh, my dear.
Who is that, Joe?
He's after putting on a good few pounds.
He is. He is.
Don't go to his father.
Brendan? Brendan? Don't you recognize me? It's me, Desi. Desi Carmody. You were pals with my brother, Pat.
Desi? Oh, my God, it's been an age.
Pat's in Canada now, you know. So how's your old man doing these times?
He's fine, Desi.
And aren't you the king of the pepper roots? He's over there.
You wouldn't want to believe, are you, here?
Look at her now.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. You had your chance, though, didn't you?
I did.
You did. You did. But you've got your pick of all them photographic models now, I'd say.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good afternoon and welcome to our Mass today.
come back down the aisle, a married couple, I thought, and I'm sure I speak for many of us here, how grand it was to see the Feenies and the Ryans.
And the Ryans and the Feenies, if you don't mind.
Two old established Ballydouglas families linking arms through their offspring to found another generation here in Ballydouglas town. As if it was always meant to be for these two. They've taken their time about it, mind.
But don't you then?
We can't pretend they're in their first flush of youth. Speaking as a young fellow myself. They've known each other, 20 years at least. But that only means that they've had time to figure out that they belonged with each other all along. And that they belonged here. But most of my old classmates hightailing it out to faraway places, America, Canada, and more exotic spots. I'm told a few of them even made their way to Limerick City. At least we've got two people, our own Adam and Eve, who intend to keep life going in Ballydouglas. Yeah. Of course, it wasn't always going to end like this. I remember Eamon in third class. About the time when I was picturing myself at the wheel of a Formula One Lotus. You've all seen it parked outside now, haven't you? Old Eamon, you see, was doing my sums for me while I was building a go-kart in our backyard. And I was thinking, wasn't he going to take London by storm with his little calculator one day? So I asked him, and he said, no. He was going to run a chain of cinemas right across Ireland, so he could go in free whenever he wanted. Dream on, Eamon. And Deirdre now, didn't she actually set out for America one morning? No, there's not many remember that. She took a packed lunch, made it herself while Mam watched. It was a lovely summer's day, and I can still see her now, going to the door and saying, goodbye, ye won't be seeing me again. Of course, she was only 6 years old. And Mam had to run after her with the banana she'd forgotten. And her favourite teddy that Nuala had stolen off her, which is why she was leaving for America in the first place. Her beloved teddy, whose name was, well, I wish I could say it was Eamon. But it wasn't. No, it was Woggy.
Did you ever hear such a nauseating speech in all your life?
No.
One day, years later, Woggy was sent to the dry cleaners. He was very old and fallen apart, and, well, he never came back. Oh. But now, I'm glad to say, Deirdre has her very own Woggy for life. Oh. But just remember this one thing, Eamon, and it's the only piece of advice I'm going to give you. If she ever talks about sending you to the dry cleaners, don't go. So, will you raise your glasses, please, to the bride and groom, Deirdre and Woggy. I mean, Deirdre and Eamon.
Eamon, congratulations.
Hello, Brendan.
You're looking well. How's it going?
Not so bad. You've heard about the factory closing, I suppose.
I'm sorry to hear that. On the same note, there must be openings for highly qualified fellows like yourself.
Think so, do you?
Well, I mean, people with training in electronics. Growth industry, isn't it? All over the world. Don't they need computer wizards?
I was in accounts.
Oh, is that right?
I was hoping to get out of that. There was an opening in sales before the act fell.
Sure, there'd be other openings.
Not here, not at that level.
Well, perhaps somewhere else. In Dublin, say.
Oh, I'd like to move to Dublin, Brendan. I don't think Deirdre would complain. Yeah, it's me man, you see. She's not well, and I'm the only one left, like. The only one free, you know. She doesn't want to leave her friends and go somewhere new. I can understand that.
Aye, of course.
How does your father like it in Manchester?
Oh, he likes it fine there. He's been there a good while, mind, so it's home from home, you might say.
Mm. And yourself?
Oh, I'm fine.
You didn't come over specially, did you?
Well, to tell you the truth, Eamon, I didn't. I've been offered a job over here. You know, the same sort of thing.
Taking snaps. Good job, is it?
Yeah, it's a good job. Running an agency. Instead of being a hired gun.
I'm not sure, though, whether... Em, I really wish you and Deirdre the best tonight. Thanks, Brendan. But I wish I hadn't come to our wedding all the same. Em, you don't think...
I say she needs to
have her hand. All right, I see you, Brendan.
Right. Yeah, we'll bring up.
Brent! Yeah. Brent! Are you okay?
I'll take that shot.
Brent, wait, Brent, it's not even for me. It's for... Well, it was for little Etna over there.
Well, fetch me another.
Hey, easy, boy. The night's young. And Etna's waiting.
Who sent me the invitation?
What?
My invitation to this wedding. Did you send it without telling anyone?
Of course not.
As if you did. And I'm going to find out, Joe. I'll have your guts for garters.
No, no, that should be... I'll have your guts for garters, son. Eh? Easy, Gunson. What's the matter with you?
It didn't come from the bridegroom. My invitation didn't come from him. He just let me know I wasn't welcome here.
What? That's right. It's just Eamon. Have you spoken to Deirdre yet?
No, but I will. Now, where'd you get that pint?
In a moment, Brett. Wait! Hold on a minute. What did little Woggy say to you?
He said he wished I hadn't come.
My God. Well, I teach that gobshite a lesson. I don't care for it. This is wedding.
Joe. I don't blame him one bit, all right? He's lost his job. He can't even go looking for one elsewhere because his sick mother won't bloody well leave and no one else but him will look after him.
What?
And here I come, pouncing in my Paul Smith suit, thinking about taking this job free as air.
Hold on. His sick mother. Sick mother me arse. Eamon's man's as hale and hearty as they come. Just drinks like a fish and calls it nerves. Your man's not stuck here, Brent. Don't you get it? He's afraid to leave, boy. You never told me there was a Paul Smith aubergine you're wearing. You know, Mr. DeCoste. Brent! You're going the wrong way! This is the Jacks are after.
Joe!
How you doing?
Joe, it's me, Dizzy Carmody.
Go away! Dizzy!
Jesus, I haven't changed that much, have I?
No, of course you haven't. It's just, well, you've grown a bit, and, you know, with your hair long and all. How old are you? It's not a rude question.
18.
Yeah, of course. I'm getting old, Dizzy. You fancy a drink?
Maybe later, Joe. Have you seen Emer?
No, I haven't. Are you two still together, are you?
That's right.
Well, last I saw of her, she was rapping with the fellas from the band. Don't know where they got to. Probably getting tanked up before they start.
Your man Brendan was putting it away during the meal. Did you see that?
Yeah. He's looking a bit green, poor old Brent.
It doesn't go with his suit.
Don't tell him that. It's a Paul Smith.
A what?
There's Emer, Desi. Emer!
Emer! Where's he heading now? Emer!
Dear to my ankle, can I snatch you for a moment? You know what it's about.
Yeah, of course, Aunt Bridie. But you see, I haven't had a chance to speak to Eamon. We've hardly had a minute to ourselves.
Oh, I know. And please, don't be disappointed if he says no. I mean, everyone's watching us, and who'd believe us if they found out we were slipping off to Holly Glen? We'd never live it down. Didn't we get the blessing at the church, Aunt Bridie?
I see, yes. Well, I could ask Joseph if he'd like to come with me, like he came with me to Ballinasfittle. This is only 10 minutes away. I'll ask Joseph.
Aunt Brendan. Whatever you think, Aunt Brendan.
Now, if you could get away for just, say, half an hour.
Brendan's not very religious now, you know that. Remember what you said about him when you heard about the walking, talking statue he was going to make? The statue of the Virgin.
He was only a student then, running with the Knights of Joseph. I'd say he wasn't what you'd call corpus mentis those times.
Corpus mentis, Aunt Brady.
Oh, call him what you will. He's a good-natured boy. And, Deirdre, doesn't our Lord care more about the one lost sheep than all the rest of them put together?
Oh, poor Bren. He does look like a bit of a lost sheep, doesn't he? A rather plumpish sort of lost sheep. Now, Bridie, you're a caution to rattlesnakes. Huh? I don't want to start my marriage on the wrong foot.
I don't know what you mean. Sir Eamon doesn't want
Isn't
to go.
Isn't it true that the devil has been seen at Holly Glen, Aunt Bridie, as well as Jesus and the Virgin Mary?
The devil also appeared at Lourdes, my dear.
Really?
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
Where our Lord goes, Satan is only a step behind.
And have you seen the devil yourself?
Yes.
Where? At Holly Glen?
At Holly Glen.
And did he appear in evening dress? You know, with a long black cloak?
No, he did not. Oh, this is no conversation for a wedding party.
What did he look like? Go and tell me.
Well, if you must know, he had horns and a bright red face.
Horns and bright...
And he's a great club foot in a kind of a clog.
And a tail. Did he have a tail?
Yes, he had a tail. And he held a great pitchfork.
That's a cartoon devil.
And where do you think the idea of your cartoon devil comes from?
From too much drink taken, I'd say. Bridie, you're having me on about the pitchfork and the tail.
Hello, Bridie.
You gave me a fright.
Oh, Eamon. Bridie's been telling me all about how she saw your man Satan out in Holly Glen, and wouldn't we like to go up there with her for a few minutes tonight?
There's no need. He's already here at the party.
Who is?
Just a joke. Can you send him an invitation yourself, Deirdre? Bridie, will you excuse us? They're waiting for myself and Deirdre to take the first dance.
Oh, see you later, Aunt Bridie.
Hiya, Brendan.
Hello.
It's Eimear.
Hello, Eimear. Thought it must be you. How are you doing?
That's a grand suit you're wearing, Brendan.
Don't start that.
What?
You mean you really like it? It's not purple, you know. No, it's...
It's deadly.
I thought so.
I've never seen one like it.
No, it's an original. One of a kind. But they've all been taking the mickey, starting with Joe.
What does Joe know about clothes?
Bugger all. You're right. You're right, Eimear, I'm not feeling very well.
You don't look very well.
I need to have a word with Deirdre, but she's dancing with little Wardy.
Oh, well, she won't be dancing with them all night.
You fancy a drink?
I don't think so. Not right now, Brendan. I think you should come with me and lie down.
I don't mean
lie down with me. I mean, lie down where I can get you some coffee. And if you like, I can bring Deirdre to you in a while.
Oh, would you? But where can we lie down? I mean, where can I lie down?
Here's a hotel, Brendan. And there's a room set aside for the family in case Dan needs to rest his back. I'm sure it can be free. I can see Dan over there with the band.
Is he going to sing?
Probably. Now come with me. Brendan, this way. Just come and lie down for a few minutes.
Brendan, where are you off?
Sorry, excuse me. Would you mind?
Brendan!
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Joe, how are you?
Fine, Uncle Murch.
God, I'm past. And you know, there's a devil of a queue at the bar. All young fellas pushing and shouting.
Well, if you give me a few minutes.
No hurry, thanks very much, Joe, thanks. And so how's Dublin these times? Have any good ones lately, huh?
Not really. I see Brendan over there. He's disappearing with me.
Wait till I tell you now you love this one. This'll make you laugh. Yeah. Fella driving along. His car breaks down.
Right.
He can't find the force, but up gallops a white horse.
White horse. I think I know it, Uncle Morris. Look, I'll be right back. Don't lose the place.
White horse. That's it. Gallops up, looks over the fence at the engine and says, the carburetor's jammed. And sure enough, it is the carburetor.
Yeah.
And so as soon as your man reaches the next village, he goes into the pub and says, there's a hoss out there told me how to get me car going again. Told me carburetor was jammed. And,
go on, Marish. What colour horse, says the landlord?
That's it. What colour horse, says the landlord? No, shut up, Joe, because the rest of them haven't helped
us. Right.
What colour horse? White, says your man. Why? You were lucky, says the landlord. There's a black one out there, and he doesn't know a feckin' thing about carburetors.
Listen.
Here's one you don't know.
Oh, right.
A fella comes into a pub, and isn't there a frog sitting in the piano?
No, wait, not that one, Brendan. 332.
What?
Room 332. That's what Mam said this morning.
Ah, that's my age.
What is?
32.
I'm 32, Emma.
Oh, yeah, well, you look like 332. Keep walking. Here. Here now, here it is. Just in case. It should be open. Oh, it's a suite. Come on. That's right.
I'll just sit here a minute, Emma.
No, you don't. You need to lie down properly. Bedroom must be through here. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
What is it?
Hello? Mrs. Ryan?
Oh, good Lord.
She's out cold.
Emma, we're in the wrong room. Wrong suite.
No, we're not. That's Mrs. Ryan. You know, Eamon's mother. Oh, she must have had a few too many.
Eamon's mother? But I remember Eamon's mother. And your one there on the bed, I mean, she's bald.
Yeah, Brendan, it's just her wig that slipped off a bit, that's all. She isn't bald.
Bald, she's bald. Eamon's mother's bald.
Brendan, come back here.
Look.
No, don't touch it. Oh, Brendan.
Look at it. A red wig.
Get back.
All these years and... you wouldn't remember, but... Wasn't it the bride of Bally Douglas? Mary Ryan's long red hair. Mary Magdalene, they used to call her. And look at it, a wig. A bloody wig. Oh, Emer, it was worth coming back for this.
Yes, I'll be back and come and lie down on the sofa out there. Oh, Brendan, please, will you come out and stop shaking that wig around the room? You might wake up in any minute.
You've no idea how many times this woman gave out to us when we were kids. Lording it over us with a...
Stop that, Eamon, and come here at once. And you too, young O'Rourke, you filthy little girl. And all the time she was bald.
Bald.
How does it look at me?
Brendan, if you don't put
it back,
I'll call the ma'am. I'll call Eamon.
How are nothing, please. Where's the phone?
Oh, Brendan.
Hmm? Room service. Send me up to the bright room. In fact, send everyone up there. The room
there.
What? No, okay. Stop bawling, Eamon. No. Forget it. I just a little bit. Yeah, too much to drink. Okay. Thanks. Stop that crying. No one's coming. And you, Polly. Here's your rug back. Right next to you on the pillow when you wake up. All right? All right, Eamon. Ah, come and sit down. There, see? Nice room. Nice sofa. Now you come and sit with me and dry your tears.
I know, Shavar, I've been waiting to hear my brother Burrich's rendition of It's Now or Never. What before we hear from Willis Presley, sometimes known as Willis Feeney, we're going to have a song from a young man whose voice will one day be heard far beyond Bally Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Our own, very own, Desmond Carmody. With our old favorite, Jen Lina.
Yeah. I saw the light of the night as I passed by the window. I saw the flickering shadow of love.
Lula, come here, Lula.
Get off, can't you see I'm dancing?
You dance with me? I want to ask you something. Come here.
Just dancing with you.
I just want to talk to you. Have you seen him?
No.
Or Brendan?
No. Why? Are they together?
Well, the night I saw them, leaving the room, I looked all over the feckin' hotel, inside and out.
I love a guard, Joe. We didn't see her. She's on. Fancy Brendan.
What? Always. She's only 16, half his age.
Will you go away, Joe? Keep your head in a bucket and calm down. Men, if they're not trying to get you to do it, they're trying to stop you from doing it.
Before we come to break down the door, forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take anymore. Your lips excite me.
John Eamor, where have you been all this time? Friend, I saw the two of you.
It's all right, Joe. You've just been a bit sick.
Took him to lie down, eh? It's been a long time. It's been an hour. Why didn't you come and get me?
He's asleep now, Joe. I brought him coffee, that's all. It's faded a little. He fell fast asleep. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, she did the right thing. Let him sleep it off for an hour or two. Which room's he in?
It's 332, but you know, don't disturb him, like. He was really sick all over the toilet.
Oh, no, man. Kill him. Did he clean it up or what?
I didn't.
You're a good girl, you are. Tell you what, you fancy a dance?
In a minute, Joe, all right? I've just got to, you know, clean myself up.
Oh, right, of course. Oh, Emer, Desi's been looking for you.
Poor old Brent. Been away too long. Can't stand the pace.
I need to speak to you.
You rescued me from those hideous fantasies.
You look a bit flushed, sweetie. What is it? What's the matter? Dee Dee, it's Brendan. He wants to talk to you.
Well, I'm here. You've been avoiding me all night.
No, no, Calvin, that's just it. He says he doesn't want to, you know, provoke Amy.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He's in room 332.
He's where?
You know, the room now.
Put aside for Dad, yeah. Well, what's Brendan doing there?
For the family, Emma. Well, he was feeling sick, and I thought...
Oh, did you ask, Mum? No, of course you didn't. Look, Emma, if he's expecting me to go on the
street... No, no, he's all right now. I told Joe he was sleeping if he put the world around. But he's waiting for you. He said it's important, just a quick word.
I don't think so.
Oh, Dee Dee, he's so pathetic. He really isn't feeling well. He just wants a word with you. He's sensible, Dee Dee. He won't do anything, Dee
Dee. He won't.
Just 2 minutes. He'll be really cut up if you don't come.
All right. If we go quickly.
Really?
But you don't think I'm going alone, do you? What if someone comes up and finds the two of us? I want you there.
Oh, Dee Dee.
Will we go or not?
I could stand guard if you like. Out here.
Don't be foolish, Emer. And stop whispering. Brendan? Bren?
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming.
God almighty, you look terrible.
I'm fine. I'm all right. Come on in. Thanks, Emer. Catch you later, okay?
Emer, come in and close the door. Now, what is it, Bren?
Well, I mean... Congratulations.
Thanks.
You don't seem very pleased to see me.
Of course I am, Brendan. It's just...
Sorry. Do you mind if I sit down a moment?
Bren, I've got to go back to the guest.
I know. Oh, that's better. Because I've been wondering, well, whether you even invited me. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Look, Brendan, when you're feeling up to it, why don't you come downstairs? I'd really like to hear your news and all, only I don't think this is the best place, you know?
Deirdre, the truth. You didn't send that invitation, did you?
What does it matter who sent it? I'm really glad you're here, all right? Yes. Now, Bren?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I think you're going to be sick.
God, here, Emer, take his other arm. Can you only get him to the bathroom?
My L1, your L1, will you come to the
wet seat?
There, girl, there's your
L1. Sorry to cut in, Joe. Piss off, Desi. No, it's not for the dance, Joe. She's all yours. Well, you see, I've just spoken to Mickey Flaherty, and he said he saw Emer leave with Brendan right while I was up there with the band.
It's cool, Desi. Emer's around. I spoke to her just now. She's in the ladies, okay? And Brendan's fast asleep in 332. He's too much drink taken or something.
Or something. If Mickey Flaherty is to be believed that something is my girlfriend. And your sister.
Desi!
There. Better?
Better.
Would you ever fetch some tissues, Emer?
Thanks. Emer, please, would you just leave us alone for 2 minutes?
Brendan.
Look, for God's sake, Deirdre, do I look like I'd be seducing anyone in this state? Emer? Please.
Ah, Bren. I won't be long. Just make sure no one's looking for us.
Thanks, Emer.
Look at the state of you.
You've seen me worse.
I'm thinking you were able for, you know.
Not tonight. Oof. Oh, let's get out of here.
think so.
Come on.
Deirdre, I'm sorry for all this. I wouldn't have spoiled your wedding day. Not for the world.
You haven't. Yes.
Only, I thought it was you and Eamon who sent the invitation.
That was ma'am, I'd say. Don't fret about it. There. Now, say your piece.
Yes. Well,
Deirdre, for God's sake, Eamon, what is it?
Eamon, it's Eamon. I saw him coming out of the lift. I think he's heading this way.
Did he see you? Oh, did he see you, Eamon?
I think he might have.
Oh, God. Brendan, he knew we were alone.
I'll never hear the second end of it. Bren, do something.
Eamon, lock the door. Lock it. Deirdre, tell him you're changing. He can't come in.
But he's my husband, Brendan.
Well, tell him you're sick and... No. Tell him you've got a surprise outfit for him.
Oh, my God. This won't work. Brendan, will you go into the bedroom?
No, I don't think that's...
Brendan, go. Now.
It's easy.
Go, Brendan.
I'm going.
Mom!
What's he want his mom for?
Maybe she's next door, passed out.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, she's been there all this time, listening.
Oh, no.
I won't forget this, Eamon.
Mom!
Oh, that's it. I've had enough. Now, you can all bloody well sort yourselves out. Hold on, Eamon. I'm coming.
Deirdre. Is ma'am all right? What's going on? Ma'am!
Hello, Eamon.
What in God's name are you doing here?
Nothing.
What's going on? This is for family, Brendan. What are you bloody well doing here, huh?
Look, talking to Deirdre as a matter of fact. A harmless conversation with your wife. And if you've something to say about that, you can take a feckin' jump, all right?
You and Deirdre, up here!
Ah, for God's sake, Eamon. You're married, aren't you? What more do you want? Only look here now, Eamon. I do want you to know one thing. I came in here only because Deirdre was afraid of what you'd do. And I found your man just as she is now.
What? Ma'am! Ma'am, are you all right? For Christ's sake, who did this to her hair? Did you do this, Brendan, huh?
Look, Eamon, in the first place, that's not her hair.
I know that's not her hair, ye, if she wears a wig. Did you do this? Did you pull this off her, huh?
No, I swear to God.
Are you saying she took it off herself before she lay down?
Eamon, I swear to God, I never touched your mother or her wig.
I'll bloody kill you for this. Just wait there. No, I've not finished with you. Deirdre, come in here.
What for?
Just do it.
No.
Ah, for God's sake, Deirdre, I need you to help me put my man's wig back on.
I'll help.
No, get back, you. Deirdre.
All right. Excuse me, Brent. Brent, will you move?
Did you know she wore a wig?
Of course I knew. I've known for years.
You never told me.
Why would I tell you so you could make fun of her?
Ah, Deirdre, will you stop that and come and help me? And you, Brendan, get out before I...
I'm going.
And shut the door after you.
Yeah, I'm shutting it. Oh, Eamon, look, hadn't you better clear off
that? It's all right, Brent. If it comes to it, you're bigger than he is.
What? Hold on. Listen.
Daddy, no! Daddy, come back here!
Now that's Joe.
Oh, Jesus.
There you are, you little slut.
Oh, Daddy.
What did you call her? Get off me.
Joe, leave him be.
What did you call my sister? Ah!
Oh, Daddy.
Get off!
Now stop it, for Christ's sake, Joe. He's just a kid.
Oh, Daddy, are you all right?
What was that? Is there someone in the bedroom?
Daddy, to me. Brendan, oh my God.
What is it? Joe, will you do something about that boy? He's bleeding.
It's ma'am. She's awful cold. I think she's... Oh, Christ, no, I think she's dead.
Thing to happen on their wedding day.
Well, sure, isn't that only typical of Mary Ryan? She was always trying to steal the limelight.
That's why everybody else is bored. Won't they have to remember her death on their wedding anniversary, those two, for the rest of their married lives?
At least they won't have to spend them in Bally Douglas now she's gone.
Well, that's true. That's very true, Marish. You always were one for seeing the silver lining. Oh, there you are. Are you all right, Brendan? Feeling any better now?
I don't know.
You're as white as a sheet. Where's your hip flask?
In my hip pocket. Where else would it be? There.
Here. Take a sip of that.
Thanks, Mrs. Sweeney.
And what happened up there with the young fellow, the Carmody's? You don't expect us to believe he tripped up and fell over. He wasn't that drunk.
Here she comes now, on the stretcher.
Stand back, please.
Are they quite sure she's dead? I've seen her look worse than that and still show up at mass the next morning.
Aye, all dolled up, breathing his breath.
There's your poor Mary.
Brent.
What? Ah, there you are.
Bridie wants to see you.
Not now, Joe.
What? See. No, wait. Come here, I tell you.
She was thinking in the circumstances it might be better if you and I made ourselves scarce, you know? Mm-hmm. She had this suggestion what we should do, the three of us. Penance, she called it. You know, Bridie, but might be a bit of crack.
Don't be expecting too much now. Because the very first time I ever went to the grotto, I didn't see anything. There were too many people. I could hear these young ones. They were talking to the Virgin. And I thought I saw something white. I thought maybe it was the statue. But I came home. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up. I couldn't sleep. It must have been about four, half four, five maybe. I got up and I walked to Holly Glen. And I stood there at the entrance. There must have been about 60 people there at 5 in the morning, and I looked up at the statue, and then, oh, I said, but where's the crown? There was no crown on the statue. And then, at that moment, I was back again on the road the night before, looking up to see the statue.
What do you mean? I
was back, Joe. I was back the night before. At that moment, I was right back. I was seeing it this time. What I saw the night before. Space. Black space. Dark space. And what I'd thought was this white thing.
Yeah?
About a foot above the statue. And there was no head. But right where I thought the head would be was this crown. And this crown... I have never in all my life, in all my travels, I never saw anything like it at all. It was... I thought they were diamonds, but then I thought they could be stars. I wasn't quite sure, but they were... You know, if you're looking at a big hat, what's the name of the thing in London? The Queen's hat.
You mean the...
Yes, that's it.
The crown jewels?
No, they weren't looking like that. You can give no description of their beauty. They were beyond that. But they were alive. And they were kind of magical. And beautiful. And I could hear the beauty of their magnificence. Joe, I can't explain it, but I could hear it. They sounded like branches breaking. You know when something heavy falls, breaking the branches? Or like the crackling of a fire. That was the music of them. And from that, from the stars and the crown, see, that wasn't all. There were flares, and there were many of them, going up into the blackness, into the space, and they were crackling. Like flames going right up into the sky. And they were alive. And then I remember saying, oh, my God. Oh, isn't she beautiful? And I wasn't seeing anything, you see. Not that morning. I was back the night before. And then it was over.
Oh, God, that's...
All the way back home, I was saying to myself, but I didn't see that last night.
That's right. So, you remember that, Joe? Sometimes you never know what you seem to later. Poor Mary Ryan now. She didn't have an easy life. But perhaps she's after seeing that crown herself tonight. With the lights and the flames. Don't you think, Joe?
I hope so, Aunt Bridie. If she isn't seeing a different class of flames altogether.
Oh, you're an awful silly, Joe. Isn't he, Brendan?
Brendan, you doing all right back there?
I think he's asleep.
Oh, where are we?
Huh? No, he's back among the living. Joe, just in time. We're coming into Knock Dee, Brent. Over Banvon Bridge and we'll be there. You missed a feck of brilliant story, though.
Joe, whose car is this?
It used to be mine. Now it's Nola's.
And you're trying?
Yeah, it's cold.
Without a license.
Joseph!
Go on out of that. Well, the good Lord forgive me, seeing we're on a holy pilgrimage.
It's not the good Lord I'm worried about.
What did you do to lose your license?
A slight altercation with the lampposts.
Were you hurt or what?
Been shaken up. But you should have seen the lampposts. Your man's come back a law-abiding citizen, Aunt Bridie. Now, hold last, boy.
Oh, don't mind Joe now, Brenton. Sure, aren't you glad you decided to come home to Ireland? And never mind the day that's in it. We'll be seeing a lot more of you now.
I doubt it, Bridie. I'll be going home to London next week. I may not be back for a while.
What? You're not serious.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it, Joe, okay?
You mean you're not taking the job? For God's sake, man, don't rush into any great decisions now. I know you've been feeling out of sorts, like, but you said you'd wait. You'd wait. You'd think about it. And all of a sudden, it's like, I'll be going home to London.
Oh,
what's got into you tonight? Did something happen?
No, we'll leave him be, Joe. Wasn't it he found poor Mary Ryan stretched out cold?
I know that. Wasn't there a gas night all the same until we found her dead, eh? What's the matter with your brain? You're not afraid of a hoolie now. I mean, it wouldn't be a proper wedding feast without a punch thrown, sure it wouldn't.
Oh, Christ. I'd forgotten that entirely. What happened to him?
To the kid? God, Daddy, he's all right. See? You were so drunk you hardly knew the half of it yourself.
I remember enough to know I did a few things tonight I'm not very proud of.
Oh, aye? With Emer, do you mean?
Sure.
No, not with Emer, for goodness sake. With Mrs. Ryan.
What?
No. Jesus, boy. What's she to do with Mary Ryan?
No, nothing like that. When I went in there, her wig had slipped off a bit, and I didn't know she wore a wig, so I was a bit drunk, and I...
You what?
May God forgive me. I took it off her and danced around a bit, you know, and all the time she was dead. Oh, God.
Drive slowly now, Joe. We're almost there.
A wig, eh?
Did you know Mary wore a wig, Aunt Bridie?
Yes, of course we did. Sure, we all knew that. Her hair fell out when Eamon's father died. She woke up on the day of the funeral and found it lying next to her on the pillow. It's as true as I'm sitting here. Now, you can pull up. Joe, we can park and walk down to the grotto.
Right, so.
Poor Deirdre. Won't they have to postpone their honeymoon to wait for Mary's funeral?
Well, of course. Bren, what exactly are you doing up there in the suite with Deirdre? Would you ever tell us?
Quiet now, Joe. Mind your own business.
That's all right. I suppose I think I wanted to tell her how sorry I was about the way we parted. Mike going off to London and all, and wish her the best.
That's right.
And you wanted to know if she still loved you, didn't you? And on our wedding day, you dog.
All right. I was drunk and... Yes, I wanted her to know that I still loved her, but that what happened was my responsibility, that it was over now, and
that now you are going away forever and ever to become a recluse, to join the Foreign Legion, eh? And that you came all this way to tell her that. Now, you're a lunatic, Brendan O'Rourke.
Wasn't that what you wanted? But damn it, anyway. Wasn't that what you hoped for when you sent that bloody invitation to me?
I did no such thing.
You said, you liar.
No, Brendan. Listen to me now.
Thanks to you, I've spent the worst day of my life.
How would you go away with your friend? Look, I swear to
you.
Now,
he's telling the truth, Brendan. It was me who sent you the invitation.
You aren't Bridie. You sent it.
Yeah, I thought you needed to come. That it would do ye good. You and Deirdre both. To face the facts. And now... We can go and ask the Virgin's mercy on the back of you.
Oh, she's a gas oil ticket all the same.
Right. Come on, Brent. Move your ass.
I'm staying here.
You know, I thought we'd have chased all England out of you tonight. All that standoffishness, that creeping Jesus stuff, that condescension to us peasants. Thought you'd have flushed the old invader down the hotel toilet before the morning.
No, Joe. That was mostly Guinness.
Okay. Stay here, then. Stay here and sulk. Do what you like.
Now you see, Joe.
What?
You see her face? Look.
Well,
don't look at her face, Joe. Can't you see?
No. Is it moving or what?
Oh, Joe. Look hard. Look at her.
I am looking at Brady. It's just a statue up there. That's all I can see. What's more, it's bloody freezing.
Oh. Look now, Joe. Don't you see him?
Oh,
our Savior. They're smiling at each other.
Oh, come on, Aunt Bryce.
Will I speak to them?
What? No.
What will I say, Joe? Will I ask them about Mary Ryan?
No, I tried to have other things on my mind.
Lord!
No, Aunt Bryce.
Is Mary Ryan with you?
So loud!
Mary Ryan, Lord!
Ask them who's going to win the All-Ireland.
Joe.
Is it Kerry?
Mary Ryan!
It's Kerry, isn't it, Lord?
Yes! Look, Joe, he's nodding.
Oh, my God, that could be worth a bob or two. Kerry, is it? Still not.
Go on out of it, you're Kerry.
Is he nodding, Aunt Bridie?
He's gone. He's taken Mary Ryan to his bosom. Oh, Joe, so much better knowing that. She had a hard life. With her husband dying early and young Eamon caught cogging in his intercept.
That wasn't Eamon Ryan, Bridie. That was Eamon Hennessy. Now, couldn't we be heading, please, before we turn into statues ourselves?
Beautiful dreamer, waken to me. Ah, no, look, he's not asleep.
Bren, you missed something tonight. Don't you want to know what it was?
What?
The earth moved. Well,
it moved for Bridie anyway. Our Lord appeared to her with a message. Either Mary Ryan's gone to heaven or Kerry are going to win the All-Ireland. One or the other, but we don't know which.
It's not the earth moving. You godless child.
I know that, Aunt Bridie. I just meant... forget it. I swear I never thought you'd lose your sense of humour.
Huh?
Remember when we were on our way back from Ballinasplittle, we saw that statue of the Virgin all done up in scaffolding and decided that the planks were there to stop her from escaping. You were worse than I was those times. Oh, the grotto now. You should have seen it, Brent. Ferns waving in the spotlights on the cliff there and the Virgin on the ledge halfway up. It made you want to cry. Don't jump!
Stop now!
Sorry, Brent. I couldn't have taken that. You know, Brent, you should have brought your camera. Aunt Bridie says there was a couple here last year, both taking snaps. And wait till I tell you, your man saw nothing strange, and all his photos showed the statue nice and sharp-like. But your woman now, she saw the statue move, and her photos, didn't they come out blurred?
Not least at all, Joe. She saw the crown of light and only her photographs showed it.
Oh, I forgot to mention, there were also just a touch overexposed.
That's quite enough. I don't want to hear any more of your mockery. You'll be reimbursed for it one of these days, and then you'll be sorry. And I don't think Brendan appreciates it any more than I do.
Stand up for me, Brendan. All right, then. If the pair of you can't take a joke...
There, Joe. Just on the left. The one with the white gates.
What's this? Where are we?
It's where Brendan's staying, Aunt Bridie.
Is it a bed and breakfast? What do
you mean? We're full up at home, and anyway, it might be just as well, you know.
Why don't you come and stay with me, Brendan? I've got plenty of room.
Now, thanks, Bridie, but I've paid already. Yeah, and you can be sure you won't be reimbursed, boy. To be honest with you, I'm so tired, I just want to drop straight into bed.
Let him be, Aunt Bridie. Come on, boy. A good night's sleep, that's what you need.
and I'll meet you at the bus station at 12 noon, right? Come on, I'll see you safely in.
No need, Joe.
Ah, shut up, you bad-tempered old bollocks. I need some air to clear me head anyway.
Good night, Brady, and thanks for the offer.
Aren't you going to give me a kiss? Come here, I won't bite you. Brendan, just between the two of us, you saw it, didn't you?
Brady, I was in the car.
No, you weren't. I saw you at the grotto.
That must have been another hallucination, Brady.
What are you two whispering about?
Never you mind, Joe. I saw you, Brendan.
What? Well, what did you see?
Go away a minute, Joseph. Go and clear your head. Go on now.
Why?
Joseph.
God's name. All right. I'll go and take a leak. And then I'm coming back into that car before I freeze to death. So get it over with quick.
Don't mind him, Brendan. Now, you followed us down. I saw you. Brendan. Look at me. I've known you since you were a Ladine. You've never shirked the truth. You look at me. Now, did you see her come to life?
Yes.
Good boy. I knew you would.
How could you know?
Now, come and see me, won't you? When you've time.
Brady, I...
That's it, you two. Ready or not?
Good night, Brady.
Good night. No need for me to wish you good luck now. Trust me, you'll have that from now on. Safe home.
Come on, Brad. Brad, here.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, boy? Look like you slept much.
I didn't.
Dreamt you woke next to a red-haired woman whose hair came away in your hands and she was dead.
No. No dreams. So, how's things at home?
Well, it's all a bit, you know, subdued, like. Eamon and Deirdre spent the night in some other hotel in Clonmel, Nuala thought. But nobody will tell me where. You and me, I think we're both what Bridie would call persona non gratis with them at the moment. Of course, didn't Bridie herself come round this morning first thing, informing everyone that the Lord had told her Mary Ryan was a personal friend of his. And everyone said they were delighted to hear it and that they'd known that all along, like. Well, sure, I don't think they were entirely convinced. The way a man put it was, if Mary Ryan can be saved and go to heaven, so can the rest of Ballydouglas. And at that rate, won't the other place be empty in a year or two? And nothing for those little old devils to be doing. I think she pictures hell as something like the Ballydouglas Arms Hotel, only with the central heating put in.
And what was all that about last night, then?
You and Bridie in the car?
She didn't tell you.
About me, was it?
No, Joe, it wasn't about you.
What then?
That was nothing. It was just... That was nothing. She wanted to talk about Deirdre.
What about Deirdre? You're a rotten liar, Bren. You got me worried now. What was it, really?
Just forget it, Joe.
Come on. I think I don't know when something's up with you. You were already in a strange state on the way back from Holly Glen.
All right, I tell you. Might as well, I suppose. If someone's going to laugh, it might as well be you.
I won't laugh.
I didn't stay in the car last night, okay? I followed you both down to the grotto.
And?
And I saw something, all right?
You saw something?
I saw a person where the statue should have been.
I sure you did.
I mean it, Joe.
Go away. You're having me on.
I wish I was. Wish I could say it was the drink. Only I woke up stone cold sober in the car before we ever got to Holly Glen.
You serious? So what did you see, for God's sake? A moving bloody statue?
No, no. I'd seen quite enough of them last night, down at the Arms Hotel. Walking, talking, statues, the lot of us, trotting out the same old lines, me included. Now that was really frightening. No, this was like someone real. The way she looked at me.
Ah, no. Oh, Christ, Bren, not you.
I'm telling you, I saw her. Not the statue and the cliff there. The cliff was gone. It was, I don't know, like a sky. Sort of shimmering.
and her in front of it. A face.
For God's sake. So, did she speak to you?
She didn't have to speak. Just kind of smiled at me with her eyes, you know?
She didn't look like one of me sisters by any chance.
No.
Well, did she? Did she look Jewish? I mean, you know, the Virgin, like, she was Jewish, if you think about it.
Yes, all right. She was dark. Dark eyes, okay? I don't know if she looked Jewish. Maybe she can look like anybody wants her to look. How would I know?
You're serious, aren't you? You really saw something.
I swear to God, Joe. I saw a face. I saw her smile at me. It was like... I know it sounds stupid. It was like an electric current going through me. And then it was gone. And that was it. But I can still see her. I mean, I know I saw it.
Don't do this to me, man. I mean, are you going to start going to Mass on Sundays and confession on Saturdays? Join the Legion of Mary, maybe?
Of course not.
Well, I might if I'd seen it.
No, you wouldn't.
So, what then? You think you'll just go on as if nothing had happened?
That's just it. How can I? I've been up all night trying to think. I mean, I could go back to London and just shut up about it. But wouldn't that be even worse than talking about it and everybody going, oh, really? And keeping a straight face?
But you're not going, Brent.
What do you mean?
You know it as well as I do.
Oh, I see. Think it was a sign, do you? Like Kerry for the cup. Ah, come on, Joe. You don't think I'd feel just as foolish talking about this in Dublin?
You would. You would, all right.
Or not talking about it, for that matter.
Well, I won't tell a soul if you don't want me to, Bren. I swear to God.
It wouldn't matter where I was. I can already see myself going around bottling it up inside. Oh, Jesus, you know, I wish it hadn't happened. I feel a right eejit, Joe.
Well, go on with that. Aren't you the chosen one? What did you do to earn it? That's what I'd like to know.
You don't reckon people earn these things? I'm bloody sure they don't. It's like a car crash. That's what I was thinking last night. I mean, I reckon it could happen any time. Any time. For no reason. Like when you're slicing something in the kitchen and the knife slips and suddenly you've cut yourself. And the whole blasted world's unsafe, you know? I saw a face. A living face in mid-air. And afterwards I thought, all right, so what? On the way back to the car, right? I thought, well, I don't have to tell anyone, do I? Then Bridie prized it out of me. And I knew I'd tell you. So I suppose I'm bursting with it, really. Just tell me to shut up, all right? I mean, I sat up half the night wondering, what do other people do? The thousands, maybe millions, who've seen something weird or miraculous. They still have to do their laundry and take out the rubbish, don't they? I mean, if they... You know, if they want to tell the world the glad news, that's fine. I just want to make some sense of it myself. Do people see these things because they need to? Or because they're really there? That's what it comes down to. And I don't know, Joe. I honestly don't know. What do you think?
Funny. I can't help wishing now I'd seen it too. Like, I'd have a story to tell when everyone brings out their ghost story or about the time they saw a flying saucer land in West Cork. Only, I can't imagine feeling it was God that spoke to me. To me, you know. The way Bridie does. Is that how you feel?
That God spoke to me?
Hmm.
No. I saw something that wasn't there. I saw a face. A face with eyes that made me feel they really saw me. Do you know what I'm saying? But why me? Why not everybody?
Well, that's the $64 question, boy. God works in mysterious ways, Brendan. You know the one about the kid in the wheelchair with the crippled legs? They take him to Lourdes and lower him into the water, wheelchair and all. When they pull him up, his legs are still crippled. But the wheelchair's got new tires.
And you're really going to take all this back to London, eh? I mean, this vision and the rest of it. Better than a pack of photographs, I suppose. Bren?
Yeah, what?
I mean, did you spare it a thought at all during the night? The whole thing of, you know, the job in Dublin. Coming back here to live.
I did, yes.
And what do you reckon? How do you feel about it now?
Confused.
I didn't hear you.
I said confused.
You'll have to speak up. Did you say enthused? Good to hear you laugh, man. I can tell you...
Ah, damn it anyway, for the first time,
what?
I feel as if I'm home.
Well, you're confused, all right. Don't you get it? Look around. You are home, Brian. You're home.
Look, I only meant...
I know what you
so
meant.
So don't go jumping to conclusions.
Oh, go along out of
I
that.
I did not mean...
Go on away, old agent.
In Moving Statues by Kerry Harrison, Brendan was played by Garvin McGrath, Joe by Jonathan White, and Aunt Bridie by Kate Binchley. Deirdre was Tara Flynn, Emer, Hilary Cahill, Marish, Kevin Flood, and Mrs. Feeney was Kate Minogue. Seamus, Brandon O'Doul, Eamon, Jerry O'Brien, Nuala, Anne-Marie Horan, and Desi was Marco Regan, Rory was Jim Reed, and Jerry Ryan was himself. The musicians were Paddy Blacken, violin, John Regan, accordionist, Mark McGrath, guitar, and Neville Foster, percussion. Sound supervision was by Anton Timoney, and sound effects by John Farrell and Charles Clegg. The production assistant was Marion McManus. Moving Statues was a BBC RTE co-production, directed in Dublin by Sean McLaughlin.